You don't come out of the womb a star, perfect actor, and you have all the techniques and strategies of being a good actor. That's stuff you learn over time. Hey everybody, it's Wendy Elaine Wright, and welcome to my podcast, Secrets of a Hollywood Talent Manager. I'm so glad that you're here, and every week I'm going to give you some tips, tricks, and secrets that you can apply to your acting career. Hey actors, it's Wendy Elaine Wright, the Hollywood Talent Manager, and today I'm going to talk to you about 10 reasons why you should quit acting. What the hell is Wendy talking about? She's always telling us not to quit. Well, just pay attention and see what I'm talking about here. Here are reasons you should quit acting. If you refuse to figure out how to afford your acting classes. You simply refuse to figure it out. Instead, you say, I can't afford training. I don't have the money to train. You know, this business is against me. And why do people charge for acting classes? This is crazy talk. Every single profession you're going to get into, lawyer, doctor, teacher, plumber, whatever it is, you're going to pay to train. Okay, you want to be a real estate agent? You're going to pay to train. You want to be a general contractor? You're going to pay to train to get your license. An architect? I don't care what it is. Acting is no different. But if you're going to sit around and be a baby and start complaining about that it costs money and that's why you can't be an actor, then you should quit because you're not going to be an actor with that thinking. Number two, another reason why you should quit being an actor. You refuse to see that your acting is not strong enough yet. You simply refuse to acknowledge that your acting still needs work. Listen, if you're going to be an actor and you want to work on TV and film, you've got to get good. You got to get real good. You got to beat out a lot of other people who also want to be on television, which is hundreds of thousands of people. So you have to get good, which means when you're not good yet, you have to be open to hearing that. When someone says, oh, it's not good enough yet. That doesn't mean you suck and you'll never get good. That means you have to work at getting better. And that means you have to acknowledge that it's not there yet. And that's part of your job, is to always be getting better, always improving, taking more classes, studying harder, practicing scenes, growing your ability as an actor. Do not be confused. You don't come out of the womb a star, perfect actor, and you have all the techniques and strategies of being a good actor. That's stuff you learn over time. So don't close your mind and say, well, don't they know who I am? I'm already a brilliant actor. No, if you think like that, you're just never going to get better. And if you don't get better, you're not going to get working. Okay, number three, you have a fear of failure. Well, listen, everybody has a fear of failure in some level, but the reason you should quit is if you allow your fear of failure to take over your whole life and you won't let yourself get past it. Like, you won't do the work on yourself to get past that. Fear of failure is a normal thing. It's like the human body protecting itself from feeling bad. Everybody has a fear of failure. Some people have it worse than others. What winners do, what successful people do, is they take that fear and they go, okay, I see that I have a fear. How am I going to overcome that? How am I going to work through that? How am I going to move around that? How am I going to proceed in life knowing I have that? I'm going to get strong, build confidence, and when I feel that fear, I'm going to keep going anyways. That's the mindset of a winner. And if you refuse to adapt that mindset, you might as well just quit, because you have to learn how to deal with your fear of failure. Otherwise, you're not going to have an acting career. Fourth one, guess what? Fear of success. People have a true fear of success. You would think they don't, but they really do. Why? Because succeeding is scary. It puts you in brand new positions than you've never been in. You have to deal with new situations and pressures and time constraints and answering to lots of people. And also, sometimes in life, you've been around people that have said that you're nothing. You will amount to nothing, and you believe that. So if you become successful, it's going to make you wrong. What? Yes, it makes perfect sense. People don't like to be wrong. even if they're wrong about themselves. They don't like to be wrong. People will die trying to be right. People will fight wars to be right. They refuse to be wrong. If you have the belief that you're not good enough and you learn that you are, you just became wrong. People would rather avoid being wrong than proving that they were wrong. Oh my God, human beings are complicated. But that's why the fear of success is a real thing. If you're successful, it says all those years you believed you weren't good enough, you were wrong. And that's painful. So people would rather just stay failures. If that's your approach to life, you might as well quit acting. Because you're going to need to get over that fear of failure and fear of success, friends, and work through it. Whether it takes therapy, subliminals, reading books, hanging out with other strong, successful people, you're going to have to kick that in the... Number five, another reason to quit acting. If you don't learn how to handle rejection. If you're going to allow the rejection to eat you up inside, that's not a pleasant thing. Go be a surfer instead. I mean, this is a business full of rejection. Full of rejection. And that rejection, maybe it's not rejection. Maybe it's selection. Selection. And transfer how you think about it. Because everybody talks about it in this business, like, oh my God, you've been rejected. No, you were not selected. You might be selected for the next project and the next project. When you go on auditions, there are 5,000 pictures that come in. 3,000 of them, 2,000 of them, something crazy like that. And casting only auditions maybe 100, 150 out of thousands. Those people aren't rejected, they just weren't selected. The casting director might select them next time. Right now, they have a specific parameter. Understand this. If I'm looking for Versace sunglasses, I want Versace sunglasses. I don't want Chanel. Doesn't mean Chanel's not great. I have those too. I don't want Prada or Gucci. I want Versace. So if I go into a store and I say, hi, I'm looking for Versace sunglasses, that doesn't mean if I'm not getting all the other kinds that they're not good enough. It just means today I want Versace. Now, the casting director has the same job. Today, they've been given an instruction by writers, producers, and directors in the network of what they're looking for. I'm looking for this. Their job is to go out and find that. If they don't select you for that, it doesn't mean you're not great or good enough. It just means you're not the thing they were looking for today. And if you don't learn that, you might as well just quit acting because you're going to have to deal with that every single audition that you get. Number six. You're too lazy to learn about the business. If you're too lazy to learn about the business, you might as well quit acting right now. Because this is called show business. It's not called show hobby, show shyness, show make excuses. It's called show business because it's a business. It's a business. And if you're in school and you're not taking business and you want to be an actor, think about that. Maybe start taking some business classes. You need a business plan. That means you have to know kind of what you're going to be doing to make this happen. You need to read about the business. Read articles, watch YouTube videos, read books, learn about the business that you want to get into because it's a fucking competitive business. And so the more you learn, the more knowledge you have, the more power that you will have to navigate this business because knowledge is power. And guess what? Once you have knowledge, nobody can take that away from you. You will learn to outsmart everybody in all the situations because you have knowledge. That makes you powerful. And if you don't want to learn about the business, you might as well go quit right now because this is show business, bitch, and you need to learn. Number seven, taking things personally. When you take things personally, it makes you feel like it was all about you and, this is what losers do. Oh, God, I might as well just quit. It doesn't feel good and I'm just going to quit. Okay, listen up. Quitting is not an option. Winning means you never quit. If you take things personally, then you'll always think that everything is happening to you when actually it's just happening. It's just happening. It's not happening to you, it's just happening. And if you take it personally, you will get offended, you will feel resentment, You will start a whole story in your head about how horrible that person is or how horrible that thing is, and your energy and your focus will be in the wrong place. It needs to be on, what can I do to succeed? What is the best attitude I can have about this thing? You need to shift your attitude into something positive. Resentment and taking things personally will kill your inspiration and kill your efforts at being an actor. So if you're not going to learn how to stop taking things personally, you might as well just give up and go do something else. There's a great book I can recommend called The Four Agreements. The Four Agreements. It's a great book. It's an easy read. You can read it in a day. One of the four agreements is do not take things personally. In other words, do not make assumptions. Always do your best and be impeccable with your word. These are four personality traits or action traits or pieces of you can build that will help you become a strong and powerful person and navigate this or any other business. Number eight, if you're doing this only to be famous, you might as well, you can become famous and you might become famous and there's nothing wrong with it. But if that's your only reason, you might be highly disappointed. Really, if that's your only reason to be an actor, there's other ways to be an actor. That's not what I'm trying to say. There's other ways to get famous without being an actor. You can be famous for so many things. You know, acting is a craft. It's a craft where you have to really study and learn the technique of breaking down scenes, learning how to be emotionally vulnerable, learning how to express yourself in front of millions and thousands and tons of people. And you have to love the process of finding those emotions and letting them out. And if that is not why you want to be an actor, this is going to be a really rough business. And you might, well, go quit because you're going to be asked to expose yourself emotionally in every audition over and over and over. And if that's not why you want to be an actor, you might have to think about that. I'm not saying you shouldn't be going for fame. There's nothing wrong with being famous. Go fucking be famous. I'm happy for you. I hope you become famous. But consider if that's the only reason. Because very few people that become actors become famous. Doesn't mean you can't be one of them, but you're going to have to learn how to be a really good actor. Okay. And number 10, if you're only doing this to get rich, I just want to be rich, bitch. Listen, there's a lot of ways to get rich in this business. If you become a really big name actor or you become a regular working actor, you can make $50,000 an episode and get booked for 20 episodes. You could make millions in advertisements and campaigns, marketing campaigns for like Guess Jeans or Lee Jeans or makeup brands, hair brands, sports brands. There's a lot of money in show business, but not everybody gets rich from show business. Some people earn a good living and some people scrape by. Always have other streams of income. Always have other streams of income. We'll talk about that more in this business, but those are the 10 reasons. If you can't get good at these things and start mastering these things, you're going to have a rough time in this business. And hopefully this inspires you to not take it personally and get offended and run away like a little wuss, but instead stand up strong and go out there and conquer your fears, conquer your mindset, go after your goals and dreams, and don't let anybody stop you or get in your way, not even you. I'm tough with you because I love you. Hey, thanks for listening. And I never want to end a podcast without saying these words. Now repeat after me. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am worthy. Yes, you are. And I love you. Tune in next week for my next podcast episode. Have a great week, and I'll see you then.